A federal judge has cleared the way for Detroit to emerge from crippling debt, the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. As officials celebrate, some residents wonder what the new Detroit holds for them. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports.
When Michigan Governor Rick Snyder took control of Detroit's finances a year and a half ago and then approved the city going bankrupt, howls of protest erupted from residents and city officials alike. So few would have believed a news conference immediately after the plan to exit bankruptcy was approved would begin with applause.
But I want to start with Judge Stephen Rhodes, bankruptcy Judge Stephen Rhodes.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan certainly was not applauding when he was elected to an office that was overseen by a state-appointed emergency manager. But Detroit's strategy to emerge from bankruptcy, shedding $7 billion of debt while investing more than $1 billion in city services over the next decade, has gone so smoothly, even Duggan says he's impressed.
You look at what happened in Vallejo, California, a city the fraction of the size of the city of Detroit. It was over 3 years in bankruptcy, and the length of the bankruptcy crippled that city to a point where it may never recover. To imagine that the city of Detroit and the magnitude of the problems could have gone through this entire process in 16 months.
The bankruptcy exit plan came together quickly, in large part because the city turned those opposing it, big bond insurers who stood to lose billions, into partners with Detroit by offering them property, perks, and pennies on the dollar. The state government also joined with private foundations to help shore up the city's pension system and keep the valuable collection at the Detroit Institute of Arts off of the auction block. Judge Rhodes said the deal approached the miraculous, but he added Detroit must improve police, fire, and emergency medical service he called intolerable. Mayor Duggan says the city has already privatized garbage service, put up new streetlights, and torn down increasing numbers of blighted buildings.
We have been implementing the elements of the plan of adjustment for the last 5 or 6 months. So people are going to get up on Monday and they're going to see the same thing. I'm very proud to say this past week we had the fastest EMS response time we've had in this city in 5 years. It was under 12 minutes for the first time.
But a court-appointed independent analyst says Detroit remains very much a city on the edge with high unemployment and poverty rates. Analyst Martha Kopass says the sheer speed of the bankruptcy and the number of deals reached with creditors leaves Detroit with almost no margin for mistakes.
Because the settlements involved providing creditors with assets, cash, the financial flexibility of the city continued to dwindle. The settlements cut the economic resources of the city to the bone.
Outside the bankruptcy court, some retired city workers wonder if any new investment coming to Detroit will stay in the thriving downtown area or reach their impoverished neighborhoods. Like many other retirees, Yvonne Williams-Jones' monthly pension payments are being cut as part of the plan to exit bankruptcy. She says she's seen few improvements so far that make her sacrifice worth it.
The lights are still off. The garbage is not being collected any different than what it was when it was city workers collecting it. This is not justice. What happened to Detroit is a direct result of the disinvestment in the city by large corporations. And the same people who are supposed to come back and save the city are the people that dismantled the city.
Williams-Jones says she and some other retirees still hope to challenge the bankruptcy plan in court, but they are hard-pressed to find the money to hire attorneys. Most of the creditors who have the means to pursue any litigation have already settled with Detroit and agreed not to pursue any appeals. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.